Vanja Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyah Cha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. In my sessions, I wanted to make the point that Krishna is always kind to everybody, and especially to devotees, and even servants of devotees, even those who want to be servants of devotees. In the 11th canto, it says in the second chapter, verse 12, that even if somebody just hears about pure bhakti or wants to hear about pure bhakti, then even if this person hates all the divine personalities and all the living entities in the world, he will be protected and saved, and he will get mercy. So this is the message of hope. The title of the seminar was Two Kinds of Krishna's Mercy. And everybody has their own interpretation. What are the two flavors? But we can say sweet and bitter. But the idea is that a depression or sadness or difficulty may come in a devotee's life, but it will benefit ultimately. There is a verse which says that calamities, if you take them with the name of Madhava, Madhusudana, Krishna, turn into your treasures. So it was a calamity, but you add Krishna's name to this calamity, misery, suffering, and it becomes your big wealth, opulence, and treasure. So this is the idea. There's one famous quote: if you're going through hell, keep going. Which is counterintuitive, yes? Oftentimes when we are depressed, we think, no, I should go up. But the gopis say, no, param so kyam hi nairasyam. The supreme happiness is absence of any hope or expectation or desire. So when we surrender all the, and this is the idea of sharanagati, goptritve, accept Krishna's plan, accept Krishna's form of mercy, accept Krishna's schedule, and Krishna is always your friend. This is what Narada Muni says: if you know Krishna is your friend, you know everything. Iti vedasa vai vidvan. He's not just a friend, the dearest friend. Savai priyatamas chatma. He's the dearmost friend for you. It doesn't just say that for some rare living entities. And to conclude this little summary, there's one verse I have heard here, actually in the retreats, Antya 1:108. This is from a letter by Uddhava to Akrura, who felt shy to come back to Dwaraka, to Krishna, because he did something not nice. He thought it's not nice. So Uddhava wrote to him, "Don't you know the nature, the character of our Lord? Just remember, just think about the nature of our Lord. Brityasya pasyati gurun apina paradhan sevam managapikritam bahuda bhupaiti avishkaroti pisuneshvabina vyasuyan shilena nirmalamati purushottamoyam." Our Lord, the Supreme Personality, you know his nature, you know his character. Even aparadan pasyati gurun, even big offenses of his devotees, he doesn't see. He doesn't look at them. And managapi, even a small service, he takes as a very big, important, and wonderful thing. And even enmity, hostility towards him, envy towards him, he does not respond to with hatred or enmity from his side. He doesn't look. That's the character of our Lord. This is our Lord. This is how always our Krishna is described, always with a kind smile. Hare Krishna.